Make a wedge with your ski, Suzanne. Like a piece of pie. With whipped cream on top, Patrick Flint thought, looking down at the fluffy spring snow. He lost sight of his wife for a moment as he fought to control the demon sticks at the end of his own legs. He'd just recovered from a faceplant after an early and imprudent exit from the T-bar lift. The T-bar. It was 1977, for goodness sakes, and ski resorts worldwide were moving toward chairlifts, even enclosed gondola lifts, or so he'd read. The T-bar was a throwback, like Wyoming itself. Everything about the damn contraption was unnatural to Patrick. The smell of diesel in his dry nostrils, in the middle of otherwise pristine winter wilderness, scrambling into position as if he were a fawn on roller skates, grabbing the pole, similar to the ones strippers used in movies, only this version swung freely from an overhead conveyor cable and ended in a hard rubber disc at knee height, jamming the disc between his legs, learning not to lean back into it or, God forbid, sit on it and end up butt first in the snow, trusting it to drag him by the rump slowly uphill, fighting the opposing force of gravity when the lift strained against the steepest stretches as if it were being powered by a team of elderly and infirm mice. On his first lift ride, the engine had shut down with a shuddering moan while he was still mid-slope. Some poor schmuck probably bit the dust loading or unloading. He thanked the good Lord it wasn't him and marveled at the view. The snow-topped Bighorn Mountains around him, frozen Meadowlark Lake below him at 8,500 feet. The elevation this far north was analogous, weather-wise, to something 1,000 feet higher in Colorado and 2,000 feet higher in New Mexico. The rivers flowed north. The Rocky Mountains themselves, of which the Bighorns were a part, extended 3,000 miles from northern Alberta down into New Mexico. The size and scope took his breath away. But there was majesty even in the small details. A magpie chattering in the distance, snow falling from tree limbs, a snowshoe hare juking and jiving. It energized him, made him feel completely alive and in touch with his senses in a way he didn't feel back in town. After 10 minutes waiting, though, he grew impatient. He decided the lift must be broken. He surveyed his surroundings. The snow to his left looked perfectly skiable. There was no reason to stick around, unless he just wanted to freeze his tush off. He let go of the T-bar and skied over what appeared to be a gentle hump. It wasn't. 5 sweaty minutes later, he'd finally extricated himself from a deep drift of heavy snow. A very humiliating 5 minutes, during which the restarted lift dragged a captive audience uphill past him, including his amused wife, who had been vocal in questioning his decision from her perch safe on her own T-bar. So, standing here beside his wife now and struggling to stay upright, he was determined. He wasn't going to fall again so soon. "We should have taken lessons." She sounded testy, and when she looked up at him, her doe-like eyes flashed with heat. But even in irritation, she was so adorable that he would have given in to the urge to hurry over, bend down, and kiss her, if only he were certain he could have gotten back up afterward. He loved this feisty southern beauty with her slap-red cheeks and strands of long brown hair blown into her mouth. She pushed at the hair with her bulky mittens, not that it did any good. "The stupid skis won't do what they're supposed to." Teaching himself and his wife to ski wasn't going as easily as Patrick had planned. He'd been offered a chance for them to ski free of charge today thanks to Meadowlark Ski Lodge's Doctor of the Day program, and he jumped at it. The ski resort was 45 miles on wintry mountain roads from the nearest hospital in Buffalo, so they offered family lift tickets to doctors who would spend the day on site and on call. Patrick had been careful not to mention they were beginners when he'd picked up their lift passes and equipment without outright lying about their levels, even though this was the first time skiing for all the Flints, Patrick, Suzanne, their 16-year-old daughter Trish, and their newly 13 son Perry.